Quand on est presque sans comportement, on peut pas chier.
They say being as it is the day of the Yahzah, the Ramesh Kubin Zechariah Rabocha, the Ramesh was somebody who did a lot to promote Shurim in various places around, not just the Manchester and the Yahzah, but the Torah Way was one of the places in which he was a very strong heart for and interest in, promoted the Shurim over here, as we know. This is one of the places that Ramesh gave this Torah project the prestige and the chashivas that I had. And so I'd like to dedicate the shiur that we're going to say today in English Mosse, and a schuss for him and a schuss for us, Bez Hashem. I'd like to just discuss, obviously, the week of Purim is a time that everybody's focused about the yontov ahead of us, and just some of the halachas, some of the inyonim you may have been made aware of already, and one or two of the inyonim which are associated to the essence of the yontov. As far as halachas is concerned, the Bahamas is a very interesting state of halachas this year, being at Purim falls on a Friday. It's got this, the school of the time is to discuss the various of the situations which arise. I'd just like to speak briefly about the following. It's a discussion that many people want to know, first about the time of the Suda, when the appropriate time of the Suda being Erev Shabbos is. So I think perhaps I think we may be aware, the Mishnah's opinion about this is that lachatchila we should be starting the Suda before Chatzos. Before Chatzos is approximately quarter past, somewhere between quarter past and 20 past 12, because it's an Erev Shabbos. The Suda's Purim is a Suda Gedola Chashuva. So in order that we should protect the covenant of Shabbos the way appropriately, the Suda should start in the morning. That's the ideal. Not everybody is in an ideal situation. For one reason or another, there are people who the pressures of the day don't easily allow such a accommodate the Suda before Chatzos. There are people who are interested in stockers and giving out money and collecting and looking after others, etc. So there is what to rely on opinion beyond that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, in the same Mishnah Berurah where he tells us he's supposed to start before Chatzos, he tells us, he refers to Eyal Ephraim, which tells us, Maril, that before Sha'at Siris is also acceptable. So if you get delayed, you can do it after Chatzos. Also, Sha'at Siris is a variable time, depending on exactly how you hold your luach, but which way round you look at it. But Akapana, sometimes before 3 o'clock, I think it's considered Sha'at Siris. If you do it earlier on in the afternoon, there is what to rely on for those people who will find before Chatzos is difficult. But if you can do it before Chatzos, that's the lachatchila.
Be finished by then?
No, beginning.
You have done
mincha
before.
Oh, 1 second. So then that's the next consideration I'd like to discuss, is what to do with the mincha. For those people who are not going to be able, there are two important considerations to daven mincha early. Mincha, let's call it 1 o'clock, or mincha gedola, or an earlier mincha. One is, for those people who are not going to be able to start the Suda before Chatzos, whatever reason it is, it didn't work for them, they can't do the lachatchila at the gatai. So they enter into a new discussion, a new shaila. What's that? The new discussion is that there is a din, and this is already in Reish Lamed Beis and Hilchas Mincha, that if it's actually a number of opinions quoted over there, a discussion, quite a broad discussion, but just the bottom line which is relevant for us, if you start a Suda Gedola means when there's visitors, and it's an extensive Suda where a person is easily able to become Nishtaker, and Suda's Purim is certainly a primary example of Suda Gedola. So once the Zman of Mincha Gedola has come by, which is the first Zman for Mincha, half an hour after Chatzos, approximately 10 to 1, when you get to the Zman of Mincha Gedola, and it says even Samach Mincha Gedola, even after Chatzos, from after Chatzos onwards, a person is not to be Kaveh Asuda Gedola without having Daven Mincha, because now is Mincha time. So if you haven't managed to start your Sudas before Chatzos, Daven Mincha before the Suda, because you're not supposed to be starting a Suda Gedola at the Zman of Mincha without having Daven Mincha. So that's the first consideration.
May I interrupt you first?
Sure.
What is the status of this Suda?
The Suda Gedayla, Suda Chashuva.
No, what is the status in Halacha? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, whether the Suda Shabbos.
No, it's not a Suda Shabbos. It's not comparable. It's not comparable to either of them. It's most comparable, maybe in terms of this halacha of davening before. It's maybe like a Sheva Brocha. It's a Mishnah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah like you have on Yontav and others, but it has an additional element to it. In the fact that it's a Suda Gedayla more than Shabbos and Yontav. Whereas a regular Suda Shabbos, you can daven even when Zman Menchas come about, but not this. So let's get the first consideration. If you're starting your Suda afterwards, regularly on a regular Purim, the Ramot tells us you daven Mincha and then you start your Suda. That's the way to do it. Nobody starts a Suda before Mincha because of this problem. On Erev Shabbos, you do it earlier. Once you've hit the Zman Mincha, Mincha first. That's the first consideration. I'd like to move on from this and share with you another very important consideration about why it may be well advised to daven Mincha in an earlier Zman of Mincha. And that's the following. And this is because of a different halacha. There's a halacha in Simon Tzadik Tes in Hilchas Tfilah about somebody who has drunk, he's somewhat under the influence of drink, and the question is if he's allowed to daven, and this is a very, very important din. Just to get the basic halacha that there is in Simon Tzadik Tes, although there's various considerations, somebody who has drunk. So if he's drunk and he's got to Shikrus Shalait, he's rolling around, he doesn't know what's going on. So Ba'em is minuta from everything. He can't be Mekai mitzvahs and anything that he does is not relevant, it's not Yaitzah, Nishkan Brochas, Nishkan mitzvahs, okay. That's Shikrus Shalait, that's quite an extreme situation. But there's a middle dargin halacha which is very relevant to us. And that is specific to Hilchas Tefillah. If somebody is not able to be Omed Bifnei HaMelech, that means he cannot present himself and articulate himself respectfully in front of an ish choshu, in front of a minister, in front of the melech, then he's not allowed to daven. The loshen of mechaveh is tefiloso te'eva, and is not yoitzis tefillah. The tefillah is even b'diyevet, not a tefillah. Now that situation is something which is a situation in which a person can find himself. Those people who are mahadah in the din of chayv levesuma ad lo yoda get very easy to the situation. Where they're not able to, they know what they're doing, they're able to keep conversation, they can run around and they can do what they can do, but to be over the Fnei HaMelech, perhaps they can't do. And if they're not able to be over the Fnei HaMelech, they cannot daven and they're not Yoitzin Tefil under such circumstances. There is a bit of a less of a madriga when somebody is drunk, but is still able to speak respectfully, etc. Then the minig is that he still can daven in such a situation. But we're talking about a case where a person is under influence of the drink that he's drunk, but I feel that he's not able to respectfully present himself with Bifnei HaMelech. And if that's the case, he can't daven. But he'll say where the way he stands and the way he talks and what he does is not exactly the way it's supposed to be. Emeignish daven. The ikadin about this, however, is he can say brochas. It's a discussion in halacha, but I want to just briefly get to the bottom line of this. He can say other brochas. He can bench. He can say brochas. He knows what he's saying, he understands the words, but he can't daven. Tefillah is a higher level of respect that a person needs to be able to present himself, a kenish daven. And therefore, as a result of that, the person gets from the Suda, as it's progressed through the day, and is poised with the situation where he's not able to be Omed Bifnei HaMelech, he can no longer daven. So it's very important that somebody who may get to such a situation should daven Mincha earlier. Even if he's had his Suda, whatever he's had the Suda, besides the Suda consideration, there's a consideration of his eligibility to be able to daven at a later stage. We don't usually have this on Purim, just to understand. We invariably daven Mincha earlier, and a person davens Maariv, whatever he davens Maariv. Some people daven 10, 11, 12, whatever he's able to daven at a stage when hopefully the effect of his drink will have worn off enough to be able to get to that stage.
So what's the earliest you can daven Mincha?
1:05.
1:05 is an alternative. We're probably probably 1 o'clock. We haven't made it short of 1:05.
If that's the case, is it better to wait till 1:05 Mincha?
So the truth is that you can do it, theoretically you can be mekayem both. You can start your Suda, you can go and daven Mincha and come back.
In the middle. Right.
Yeah, you can do that as well. Whether that's ideal, but it's certainly ideal to consider Mincha. For those people, everybody's got their own situation. Okay. Some people will eat the Suda earlier, they'll finish, they won't have drunk too much, they'll have a rest, they'll be able to have Mincha tomorrow. That's many people. But if your situation will be such, you or others around you, the situation will be such that when it comes to Mincha, you will be able to daven Mincha earlier, before the Suda, during the Suda, it doesn't matter, but daven Mincha earlier. Have that consideration in mind. Now I'd like to mention how we move on from this.
You daven with the bush.
You can't, there's no reason why you shouldn't daven with a minyan. There's a minyan on Torah at 5 past 1, and there's a minyan that I believe there's other shuls in town too. You can find a minyan for milcha. Purim is not a time when you want to daven with yechidus. Like a voltage of choshev a day of davening. Yechidus doesn't come in. Purim yechidus doesn't come in. Let's move on. If the kids are outside, is a person has to be aware of his other, the mincha will be a problem, daven early if you may get into a situation. Now I want to tell everybody that the next, should we say, complication of situation is progressed in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos. He's under the influence of drink habits and mekayim, that's his minik, his halacha, the way he is. He's daven mincha, he doesn't have a problem with that. So, brochas, we can be mekel. You can bench, state in the Ramo state that this issue of Omer from the Amelech is tefillah, not so you can bench and such. He's come to Friday evening, his little Shabbos, he has to have a Shabbos Suda, he has to make Kiddush, he's coming into Shabbos. But he hasn't done Ma'ariv, because he's not ready to have Ma'ariv. So in principle, he can't have Ma'ariv, he'll have Ma'ariv later on, but he'll be ready anytime later on. I believe there'll be Minyonim and Ron later on in town, or if he has done B'Yachid, he'll have to have B'Yachid, Kenish Davin, Kenish Davin. But he is faced with a serious problem. What's that? He wants to have Suda Shabbos. And he can have Suda Shabbos. I can Yitzhak Suda Shabbos. It's not Shiki Reloy. I can Yitzhak. He can make Kiddush. He can say Brochas. But he can't have a Ma'ariv. And the halacha is you're not allowed to be Kaveh Suda at Nacht. But when the Zman Ma'ariv has come about, you're not allowed to. From half an hour before Nacht, you're not allowed to daven. You can't make Kiddush and have a Suda when you've got the Ma'ariv. But I can't daven a Ma'ariv.
But that's not.
So what's he supposed to do? It's true, but still, halachically, we've had this discussion, Baruch Chava Rabbeisai. Although he's not eligible to daven Ma'ariv, that Pashtus does not allow him just to go ahead and make a Suda because he can't daven Ma'ariv. The reason being the following. The issa to make a Suda Bizman Ma'ariv is because we're worried, have a Suda, he'll fall asleep. But that's not ahead just because he can't daven now. To daven is better, but we can't have a Suda now. And this is a problem, needs a solution. On the one hand, normally the din would be, you can make a shoima, someone remind you to daven Ma'ariv. There's no shoima eligible for you because everybody's going to have the suda. When everybody's washing for the suda, there is no shoima available. The shoima is only somebody who's not eating the suda. So we have an issue. This person wants to have suda Shabbos with his family. He's not yet ready to daven Ma'ariv. You shouldn't do it. We're also teiva, it's not a chachma. It's very serious. He wants to have suda Shabbos, but he can't make suda Shabbos. Because it's not daven Ma'ariv. So we have to devise an answer. This is all I've got to suggest at this stage. There is a halacha in Hilchas Ma'ariv that if a person makes a shomer, or at least for himself, he makes some kind of a simon to remind him daven Ma'ariv later on. It's a discussion amongst the poskim whether that's adequate or not, but in these circumstances, it may be an answer. He can set himself an alarm clock and then have something on the table which is going to ring at 9 o'clock at night. Remind me, he has to daven Ma'ariv. So that way he'll do it before Shabbos comes in. He's going to set himself some reminder. There's a discussion whether you can rely on an alarm clock. But in this situation, there's not much better that we can do.
If you remember to put an alarm clock, you're probably not that drunk.
He's not drunk. It's not a question. It's just not Abraham from Amalek. He knows what he's doing. I'm told that somebody is totally drunk, but somebody is able. Davening is a different consideration. It's a very important nekud in Hilchos Tefillah. If you can't present yourself respectfully, you can daven him. He knows what he's doing. You'll see him around and he can talk to you. The search says, otherwise, I'd like to move on from this.
Can you start your
Shabbos
35 minutes before
that?
It's not
my
marriage yet.
Sure, you can't do that in the summer the whole time. You can make Shabbos. You have to make Mekabel Shabbos early. That's not generally the issue. And then you say you've avoided the problem of marriage. Yeah, Anthony's got a bit of a chokhmah. It's a bit difficult this year because the Suda's Purim is extended to stop earlier than you would do. Rantin has got an idea that if you start your Suda more than half an hour before Nacht, then you don't have the problem of Ma'ariv V'chal, which is true. You make Kiddush, make your Suda Shabbos, make your Shabbos. It's an Eitzah, but it's not such an easy one. But so let's move on from it. Akabalim, the Maskana for this.
How would you buy it? I mean, aren't you like Peres Mappa?
Yeah, Peres Mappa is another Suda. So it's true that he's mentioning another Eitzah that there is. For those people who are in the middle of the Suda, they want to just continue and move into Suda Shabbos by making the Peres Mappa, is also an Eitzah that you can do. without having to daven ma'ariv because you're in the middle of the Suda anyway, then you avoided the ma'ariv problem, but it's a whole. Peretz Mappa is a different Sugi altogether, a new area altogether. I'm talking about somebody who's completed the Suda Spurim, he's ready to move on his program of Kenish Daven. So he can go and have a sleep, maybe he'll be able to daven whatever it is. If he can't daven at the time, he has to work out what to do. Rabbi said, I'd like to move on. That's one or two halachic considerations. As you mentioned, there are lots of other considerations. Peretz Mappa is another Eitzah that the Gemara discusses and the Poskim discuss about moving from the Suda Purim into Shabbos and davening later on. Then you're not starting your Suda, you don't have the problem of starting your Suda before that. But I'd like to share with you one or two of the Inyonim that are associated with the Mitzvahs of Purim and the messages of Purim. I'd like to share with you something about two parts of what Chazal were Masachim for Purim. One is the Mishta, the Suda that we have, and there's something very unique and special about it. It's not a regular Mishnah that we have. There's something special about what Chazal wanted with the Mishnah that we have. And the other is about the special Mitzvah of Tonas Avyonim that Chazal instituted on Purim. What was the message of both of them? So about the Mishnah, I'd like to tell you an amazing thing. A Chiddush, we call it, or a Taich, which the Megillah story, you know, the Nesivos famously had a Pirush on Megillah. Maybe you can say this, that he says, I don't know much of it, but there's something about this I want to share with you. And he says the following Chiddush, and he gives us a little bit about insight of how great of the Pnimius and the Kedusha there is in Purim. You know, I want to tell you something. He says the following. He says, the Mishnah that we have is Zeicha for the Sudas Mitzvah that Klal Yisrael had in the time of Achashverosh. So you're going to ask the question which begs itself. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Gzeira came about is the Klei HaMikdash were on the table. The Hashverish told Klal Yisrael the Miyayish from distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did whatever they did there. And we make a Sudas Mitzvah, Zeichet, the Sudas of Achashverosh. So the Nesir is a very big healing about. He says the following. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos says that when Klal Yisrael, when it came to Purim, and this is a very important part of the Purim, sometimes a little bit forgotten, that Purim was Ma'ur to Klal Yisrael. It brought an inspiration to Klal Yisrael that they had a great and an elevated level of being Mekabel Torah Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim, Oda kiblu bizman achashverosh, with a rotzen and with an avo. And the Gemara says an amazing thing. The darga of Kabbalah, the Torah that there was on Purim, Klal Yisrael's dedication to want to do Torah Mitzvahs was greater than it was originally even in Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara says that Kabbalah HaTorah was with a degree of coercion. It came to Purim, and Klal Yisrael were mekabel Torah with the Ava, with the grace of Cheshik. Rashi says, Me'av asanes, Chodek Yibluah b'achashverish, so Rashi, Pei'ches al-Madalach and Shabbos, Me'av asanes shenasalem. Because of the Ava of the Nes that they experienced, they did shuva me'av. So Rabbi say, what is Avos HaNes is I'd like to explain, but first I want to tell you what the Nesivos says. The Nesivos says, I'm miri de kechidish. Says, we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us, what you do tshuva me'avo, you do tshuva me'ira, this is zaynes nasa kishgogas. I mean, it's a shogiga, but you don't get congresses chusim. You do tshuva me'avo, then the zaynes become mitzvahs. I'm miri de kechidish the Gemara. Mach tshuva me'avo, you can be ma'apach, haveris the mitzvahs. Zogda Azevi, Klal Yisrael did tshuva me'avo, me'avo sanesh, did in the Gemara. The Aveira that they had done, Bizman Achashverosh, we can now celebrate as Suda Smitzvah. You think about the Helikite of Purim. You can come to Purim, Cholila, Bal Aveira, Mole, whatever person has. And he does tshuva me'avo, as Purim does, he can make mitzvahs, he can make a Suda about the rishis that he had previously. That's the Chiddush of the Nesivos in this Mishnah. And that's why it's a whole different insight of what Purim is, what the Mishnah is. Tshuva me'avo, you can make an Aveira, Shetan Nesivos. You would have thought it was one of the great Hasidish forum. In the Sivas state, the beginning of the story, twice he writes it in his Pirush, that there was an Indian because of Tshuva Me'ava, you can make a Sudas Mishter after Avira, but since you've because of Tshuva Me'ava. I'd like, just for a minute, to perhaps explain this Gemara. What was the Avas Anes that there was on Purim, which was so much beyond anything that they'd experienced previously? After they came out of Mitzrayim, there was no shortage of nisim that they had seen and they had experienced. And it didn't give them the same level of Avas HaNesim when they came to Kabbalah Satoira as Purim. Purim was that there's more Avas HaNesim Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos is telling us. It needs explaining. No more nisim l'chayre in Purim than there was in Mitzrayim. So what's going to be the greatest Avas HaNesim, the greatest Eiris, to want to be Mekabel Torah Mitzvahs on such a great level of Ava and Rotzim from Purim? So I'd just like to explain this with the aside that many of the Mefarshim explain in the essence of the difference between the Nisim and Purim and the Nisim of Mitzrayim. And all the Mefarshim are busy with it. They're gone in this parish and many others for him too. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim were very, very great. Without question, the Rosh Hashanah told the world and turned it around on itself in every aspect. And it taught their Muna and the Bitochim, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu openly. But it was Nisim which were done begoli, which were done open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, showed himself very clearly and openly that he was behind everything that was happening. The Nes of Purim was very, very different. And all the Mefarshim will tell us the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, is not mentioned in the Megillah. All the Nisim and the Hashkocha that there was all behind the scenes. One didn't see the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. It was all hidden. In all the stories, you know, the Chasam Sefer writes that his greatest, his Eiris of the Nesef, the story of Purim was, the story of Vashti was the strangest of all stories. What exactly happened that Ahasuerus should call Vashti to come and present herself in such an unacceptable, crazy kind of oifen? And what happened to her, whether she got the tail or whether she got whatever happened to her, she ended up killing her. It was crazy from beginning to end. So what was the whole reason for the story? The Ashkocha of the story is that she should be killed, and Esther should be put in place. So the Chasam Sefer, just to follow, just to feel and appreciate. He says, this whole story happened whilst the Yidden was still sitting at that Suda doing the Averus which caused the Gzeira for them to be destroyed. So the Mela, there's a Gzeira, and Yidden do Tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevatel the Gzeira. For that he doesn't need the Megillah. That's the basis that every Pasuk in Torah tells you. A Mamach Cholila, Yitzhak Tshuva, and the Mespal, he gets a reprieve. But to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be Magdim Refuah Lamaka, even at the time he's doing the Aveira, even before he's the Sayyidah of the Tshuva, Zogah, Dostig, and that's where he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not quite the Ribbono Shel Olam beyond our Sogah. Now, we used to think of Cholila, somebody does Aveira, Kodesh Baruch Hu turns away, and you do it. So the Chasam says, that's not the case. And Machta Aveir, the Rosh Hashem, is doing everything that he can to make sure the Yeshua shall be ready. Indeed, he needs to be in a Seir. We're waiting for him to wake up, and of course, he's right there. So that's the Chasam Sefer's Hisiris in the beginning. Whichever way you see it. Oh, but there was a tremendous Hashkocha on care for Klal Yisrael, which was totally unseen and totally hidden. When the Yidden became aware of how much closeness there was, which the Rebbe did not show them, they understood a totally different level of Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And I want to explain this to you. Basically, you know, when friends do favors for each other, they find it always necessary and important to make this person aware that I did this for you. They tell, Agmach, Tahine, met him on the street, he reminds him, whatever it was, but may have been. And maybe even it's appropriate to do so. When parents do things for children, they never find it necessary. It's totally not within the framework of that kind of relationship. They need to tell them, I did this and I did that. Why? Because when there's an intrinsic Ava, somebody who really cares for others, does things for them without having to reveal themselves and telling them what I've done for them. When Klal Yisrael saw the Avos and Nesef Purim, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was caring for them without having to tell them, this is me and this is what I've done for them, they understood a totally different level of Ava. Mitzrayim didn't have that. Mitzrayim needed necessarily to be a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the idea was to reveal himself. But Ava of Purim was something which was beyond the level of understanding, because when somebody hidden, incognito, does so much for somebody else, that shows a different level of Ava. Al-Koponim, Igemon Ava Sanes, because of everything that was Beseisa, which they became to become aware of, it's because of that was the Tshuva Me'avo, and a tshuva me'avo is makes the zaynis into mitzvahs. That's one al-sogit. I always tell my chevra that if you want to measure what Purim you've had, You ask yourself, how much tshuva ba'avo did he get out of Purim? How much does the kind of Purim feel like? Little taki matam and lots of kosher about mitzvah. That's how much he's out of it. That's how connected he is with Purim. Tshuva ba'avo. We read the Gal Soga, which you can be cholili, you come to Purim with whatever you've got. Or be ma'avas and nes, he wants to do the kosher about his rotzen. He's like a voltage of madriga where you come out from Purim, which you didn't have any other time of the year. That's mishter. Mishter is tshuva ba'avo. I want to share with you another little bit of an insight about the mitzvah of matonos levyon. Why is it that Chazal understood that the way to celebrate the Yontav of Purim necessarily means caring for others, Mishlech, Munnas, Matonas, Avinim, etc.? And I want to just suggest to you the following idea. An interesting Gemara that we have. Yaakov Avinu. We'll think about Yaakov for a minute, taking totally out of context to anything to do with Purim. Yaakov Avinu, the post that says the Parshas Vayishlach, Vayog ve'Yaakov Sholem, after he had survived the encounter with Esau and Beis Lavan, and he survived unscathed, let's call it Sholem, the Gemara says, Begufo ve'mamaynoi. Vayichan espeneo ir. Vayichan espeneo ir means he did something, he was gracious with the town where he found himself at this stage. So the Gemara, what does that mean? I'll just tell you straight the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, three opinions, what did Yaakov Avinu actually do? The Gemara says, "Vayyov Yaakov Sholem, Sholem Begufay, Sholem Bemamoyne, Sholem Betayrosay, Vayichan Espenei Ayir, Rav Amar Matbea Tikah Behem." It was Masakim; people should be able to buy in the days of old. I don't know exactly how they managed to barter their ways through the Geschäften. He made a matbea that you should be able to conduct your commercial activities with ease and success. Yaakov Avinu, Shmuel Amar Shvokim Tikah Behem. You know what he did? He set up marketplaces. Yaakov Avinu gekum and machana all the project of the various commercial enterprises that he did. Rabbi Yechon Omer, Mechatzoyes Tikkun Lahem. It was a second people should be able to have the comfort and the luxury of a better Mechatzoyes in some kind of formulated and organized life. Three opinions of Yaakov. What's Yaakov busy trying to find ways of benefiting the town at this thing? What's it got to do with it? The more thing I'm waiting for you to say it. Yaakov came Sholim. Yaakov had a gemurdik hashkoch, the Rebbeinu protected him in the face of adversaries in Esau and Lavan, and he was okay. Yaakov understood that the way to acknowledge the ness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by reaching out to others and helping out other people. Rebbeinu protected him, I'm going to get out there and help people. Immediately after that, he sought to do whatever he could in order to alleviate and promote into the society around him, because he felt that that's the way he needs to return, respond. So by Yaakov Rishon, you know, we have Chazal tell us about a korban toido. Somebody brings a toido, he has to bring 40 loaves of bread, and everybody knows he can't eat it himself. He has to share it with many people. So there's pshat amongst the mafarshim why you need to do so. And I want to tell you what I think the poshta pshat is. You know what the poshta pshat is? You've had a toiva, share with everybody else. Be mahana other people. The Rishon is taking care of you. The way to acknowledge is to get out there and share with others. Chazal understood the Yontav of Purim was a nes, it was Atzola, everybody was saved the way they were. Matonas Evyeni Mishalech Lonas. You have to come and see Chesed, you have Chesed for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The way to show an appreciation is by getting that and sharing with other people. You have to make sure that there should be no other person who is less fortunate. That's the way to acknowledge Tevet. The Kim de Vazant Purim about the Rebbeinu Shleilam was a care for Klal Yisrael. The way to do it, Avada, you sing Hallel, you appreciate, whatever the way we do, on Purim we say the Megillah. Or where the true appreciation is shown with that we share others who don't have what we have, but yenem is the oifen of acknowledgement of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of this Gemara. The main rabbi is going to say, we've come to the end of this little bit of an introduction to Purim. Or with the Chelik Halochas, that's one thing about how we're going to keep the Halochas. The messages of Purim over Emes are endless, but there's two Yisaidas that we want to take from this. First of all, the Hisayra is the Pnimius of Purim is Tshuva Me'avo, and the Hisayra to want to be better people, to want to do Ritzon Hashem willingly, Miritzoneinu. And with that, we're Zicha to the Hasogas of everything that a person may have fallen short before Purim can become mitzvahs, it can come out with great schusim. That's the Mishnah of Purim. And the other Chedik of Purim is reaching out to other people as the way to acknowledge Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Gemen Toiv, as a Gemen HaTzola, as a Gemen HaTzola, as a Gemen what do you do about it? Give for Yenem and give me for Yenem and Mach Yenem B'Simcha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, based on Yaakov Avinu and other materials that we have. The Eber Zalman's health from Taka, that many people come to Purim hoping for all the Hatzolah and the Yeshua that the days ahead of us have for us, and there's no doubt about it, the days and opportunity are so great in that which the Rosh Hashanah will and want to do, will do for us, Beis Hashem is waiting to do for us. We should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should believe, we should trust, as Mordechai called Klal Yisrael together. His message to everybody is, don't give up, no desperation, believe, like Konvel Ezov Mordechai was. Everybody else was in desperation, everybody else was Miyayish. And Mordechai didn't allow this, and Mordechai came with a great sense of conviction, steadfast with their munah that the Yeshua is there for us. We'll have it, we'll experience it, and we'll be zeicha be'ezer Hashem that the Purim as it was, kasha osa ve'ayomim ahim, ba'azma azaka asoy seli rois ve'esan ayomim, yiton hafle yeshua selomim, which is the Yetzis, as we know from the Slichas of Talis Esther, the Yetzis of Ha'elfin of Mitzvah Hashem, that we should connect ourselves to the altar of Purim in the most meaningful way, met machem fayenem, met nisoyre ve'en fa'le rebeinu shleinem, and rebeinu shleinem will give us together the whole of Klal Yisrael, the bracha, the yeshua, and the simcha, that the days have to offer us, Mitzvah Hashem.